In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Just weeks before leaving office, Mayor Adams makes an interesting move that sends a message to his successor. Let's find out what's going on from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. I heard about this last night. This came down. Eric Adams signing this executive order, which bars the city basically from any business or pension decision that would discriminate against Israel. And this clearly puts back against Mayor-elect Mamdani, who is a supporter of this BDS movement. Now, you'll recall, Susan, in your interview where you sat down with Mamdani in the days before the election, you asked him about all this.
You said that you would divest New York City from any financial investment in Israel, correct?
I've said that I don't believe we should be purchasing Israel bonds and that we should continue the practice of the current controller who allowed those bonds to lapse.
We'll wait to see what Mamdani may have to say about this today. Now, Eric Adams also signing a second executive order, which basically directs the NYPD to set up proposals to limit protest activity that would intimidate worshipers at synagogues, churches, and mosques. Again, all of this coming down last night. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
We are hearing from a Holocaust survivor who was denied talking to some Brooklyn school kids.
MS 447's principal rejected a parent's request to have Sammy Stiegman speak last month because of comments on his website about Israel and Palestine.
I would like to know what she is talking about.
The 85-year-old said he's been speaking for years about tolerance and acceptance.
I don't go into politics. I ask permission if I want to say something. And I was surprised.
A City Hall spokesman said Stiegman wasn't the right fit, but they will continue to ensure students hear from living survivors in the future. The Blue Card, a nonprofit support group for Holocaust survivors, said silencing Stiegman in a moment of rising anti-Semitism is dangerous and deeply wrong. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, Mayor Adams wrote in part that as our Jewish community faces increased anti-Semitism and persecution across the globe, it's more important now more than ever that we learn the lessons and stories of the Holocaust. With a flip of a switch, it's an official go on the holiday season in New York.
People line the streets to watch the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree be lit in front of their own eyes.
It's beautiful.
For Nicole and Leon visiting from Germany, this is a dream come true.
Yes, we are watching every year from the TV, and this year we're in real life. Yes, it's perfect.
Rodney and Paige from Alabama say this is where their story began, so it only felt right to come back.
23 years ago, he proposed. For my birthday, he brought us back.
This 75-year-old Norway spruce is officially lit and has over 50,000 dazzling LED lights. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Rockefeller Center.
We are already seeing the Toys for Tots bins going up around town. That includes in Suffolk County, where you can drop off new toys at a police precinct now through December 15th. Sergeant Alexandria Kahn tells 1010 Winds she has seen firsthand how much this helps.
I've personally spoken with a good amount of parents that when they're talking to me, they just burst out into tears. And it's like you want to help them out and do as much as possible and just kind of like whatever I can do in my power, at least, that helps ease that burden or ease that tension.
Distribution begins December 23rd, so they're also looking for volunteers to help collect and package the toys. Get more info at suffolk-county-ny.toysfortots.org. The City Department of Investigation is out with a report now on the New York City Police Department compliance with New York's sanctuary city laws. It finds overall they are. DOI Commissioner Jocelyn Strauber tells 1010 Winds they looked at five incidents and found issues with only one.
What we found was there were a series of different policies, in some cases overlapping. And the incidents that we looked into reflected at times some confusion on the part of officers in terms of how to handle these challenging situations that can come up.
And so
the NYPD has accepted all seven of our recommendations. They were, you know, as we would expect, extremely cooperative with our investigation. I think this is an area where the NYPD is committed to following the law.
The probe was prompted by a referral that was made by City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and Council Member Gail Brewer, who chairs the Oversight Committee. In a statement, Brewer said the report revealed gaps in compliance. She said it's critical that any agency staff who violated city laws are held accountable to send a clear message that those actions are unacceptable. A heads up for Monday morning starting at 6. That's when the F and M trains will be switching routes, MTA Chairman Jen Oliber.
The swap is going to allow us to provide more consistent running times and more throughput, and it's going to increase reliability for 1.2 million riders who use these trains every day.
The idea is to eliminate the merge at Queens Plaza that causes delays for riders with stops along Queens Boulevard. Lieber says, trust them, you're going to like this.
There are real benefits. Folks in this station in Roosevelt Island are going to get less crowded trains, whichever direction they head into.
So this means F trains will replace the M at Queens Plaza, Court Square, Lexington 53rd, and Fifth Avenue 53rd. The M trains will replace the F at 21st Street, Queensbridge, Roosevelt Island, Lexington 63rd, and 57th Street. Uber and Lyft drivers back outside City Hall today. They'll be rallying in support of Intro 276. That is a bill aimed at dealing with this problem.
At any given moment, you know, without any notice or warning, a driver could lose their job. They could be fired. They could be blocked from the app.
Bhairavi Desai, executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, she tells 1010 Winds, when drivers lose their jobs, they have very little recourse, and this legislation would help to change that.
Drivers will finally have the right to an independent appeal that is decided by either a government agency or an arbitrator or even a state judge.
And then
if the courts or the city agency or the arbitrator finds that Uber and Lyft unlawfully deactivated the driver, then the driver must be reinstated on the app, and there would even be back pay to the driver for the time that they lost because of that unlawful deactivation.
The rally is today at 12 noon. We have an arrest now in a Thanksgiving Eve fire at a ShopRite on Staten Island. 21-year-old Dominic Sachetti works at the supermarket and is charged with multiple counts of arson, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief. Police say the blaze was started at around 3:45 in the afternoon last Wednesday at 100 Greaves Lane in Great Kills. Sachetti was allegedly caught on surveillance video igniting it on a shelf filled with paper products. A customer was seen trying to douse the flames before firefighters arrived. No injuries, but the fire did an estimated $100,000 in damage.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.